version of that meeting we had a couple weeks ago. You know, they were talking about the importance of government buy-in. Now I say government, you know, I should say local government. But, you know, I'm a strong supporter of the partnership and want to continue that. I don't know, you know, I'd like to make a motion that we continue to support the partnership. There'll be an end of the contract in 3 years and continue to support you in your efforts through the partnership. So I appreciate it. Somebody's got to support for that. We did it 2 weeks ago.
I don't think
you're not ready to talk
yet. Not yet.
Unless I have a second.
I'll start in my session.
I'd like to see the contract, and we have discussed the meeting about the contracts.
We've done it for the last 5 years. What do you want to discuss?
I'd like to see the details and what.
Is there data to show that we have received, you know, what has increased on our bottom line that we can show, you know, it was worth putting the money in? You know what I mean? Or where's our tangible?
Yeah.
You know.
And see, Denise, data. I guess I'm just gonna put it out there. I'm very involved in the community, very involved with the partnership, very involved with a lot of things. I know I feel 100% comfortable doing this because I'm so involved, and I wish that you felt the same way. I mean, you know, it's just, to me, it's, you know, it's not just, you just got to get out there and talk to people. I mean, it's, the partnership is a huge, huge thing.
Oh, I am not, I just would like to, I like data.
This isn't.
To make my decisions.
You're not going to get it. You're not going to.
Okay,
I mean,
well.
You watch that. We're retaining jobs. There's no data that shows that.
But we've lost jobs, too, so there's never...
If you think the partnership's going to keep us from losing jobs, then, vote no.
Well, no, I'm just saying I just expect...
I believe in this community 100%. I know what they're doing. The partnership
and so do I.
Is kicking butt. I'm 100%. And, you know, like Chris said a few weeks ago, I wish we could get more, because when you go to these business-first seminars and you listen to what we need to do, we need to keep doing what we're doing. I mean, it's just an awesome thing. I mean, I'm joining. Lawn Plus is going to be a partner. I believe in it 100%. It's not about what have we spent or what's our cash balance now. It's what are we going to do in the future. I mean, anytime a business starts, it takes 5 years to just determine if it's going to be a success or not. Look at the success that we've actually had within the first 5 years. That's not even supposed to happen.
Wow.
Anything. So if you look at it and go, well, it's 5 years, we haven't done anything, we're not going to continue. No, we're in our first 5 years. What are we going to do in the next 5 years? And that's what I look at. I'll give them 100% commitment in 5 years. You know,
well,
can adjust, but you can't. This isn't something to me that, you know. Is Henny Penny and Silfax going to say, well, you know, how much? What's your cash balance? Because we're going to
Know that this was sold to the Preble County taxpayers as once it's been up and running for a few years that it would be self-sustaining?
No, I've just heard you say that.
Well, I can pull up.
I've heard you say that's what you wanted, but
I can pull up the minutes.
I'd like to see that, but yeah,
okay.
That's fine. And I don't think being sold to the, you know. Again, we work for the community, and we have to listen to the community.
Yeah, but we have their money, and we're spending it.
Yeah.
And they watch us how we spend it.
I think I think the people that I hang out with understand what we're doing with this money.
Basically, in the beginning, obviously the conveyance fee was put on, and we didn't per se earmark it for economic development. But that's what we wanted to go towards. And yes, the goal is for them to be self-sufficient as far as for their wages and things like that. And quite frankly, I don't think anybody felt in the first 5 years that was going to happen, because we had to get things up and running. We had an economic development director probably 6 to 8 months before the partnership was formed. We went ahead and took that step initially. I guess when I sit here and look at the accomplishments that's been done over the last 5 years financially, the money that's been invested into Lewisburg with D&M Tool. I forget the dollars that were brought back to help that project, and I'm not going to get this accurately. It was $300,000+, or maybe theirs was close to $500,000 that they got for the roads and that type of stuff.
$1 million expansion, I think.
The expansion was, but the road upgrades and stuff, and that was through state grants and things that we would have probably never gotten before if we didn't have somebody in this position. The Rexarch project was the same way. The Pratt project, there were some monies that were brought back in. I mean, and then if you look at all the other grants and things that have been brought back in on a smaller scale, I think that the money that we've invested, we've got a huge return on.
Well, I see. That's just, how do you measure that return? See, that's where I have a problem, because I like data. I like, here's how we measure. Here's our proof that the $500,000 of the people's money we spent. Here's our proof that we've gotten a return on the spending. I don't like to call it an investment.
D&M Tool is a true retention project. Use that math alone, we probably got our $500,000 back on that project. Everything else is icing on the cake, if you want to look at it that way. I am a numbers person, but there's just sometimes you just can't get a good number. I mean, I think we could
guess. Well, and I would like to, I would just like to, if we can, any of the money that's brought in from the Port Authority be used to offset our spending on it. I would think that would be a fair, because that does mean it's self-sustaining. If the Port Authority brings in $30,000, and that's $30,000 less that of the people's money we have to spend, then we can say we're still investing in economic development, but we're using less of your money and more of it being self-sustaining. I would at least like to see that. And there was no discussion on that at all. I mean, that's what I was expecting us to be able to talk about this a little more before we voted. So I think I'd be okay if we had some stipulation like that, in that would be counted as the people's money.
See, I don't look at it that way, but yeah, that's fine.
Well, and I understand what you're saying, and I think that was the general concept initially. I don't think we're there yet. The partnership's not sitting on millions of dollars. They're just getting to the point where they've got some money to go out and do these revolving loan funds and things like that. They've got, I forget the number, but they do have money that's been put back for these revolving loan funds.
Right.
And they're working on one of those as we speak. That's to help out these businesses get up and running. I guess my whole point at this, where I'm at now, is I don't think the partnership has been established long enough to be self-sufficient.
And that may be the case, but it was sold, within a couple of years we'll be self-sustaining.
That was always the goal, but it's.
Was you told that, or did you hear that?
No, I actually listened to the audio.
You can't get that for me. I mean, because I don't even know what to look for.
That was the goal.
No, that was part of the discussion.
That was the goal, but
it is a goal. It still is, I'm sure. But I just some of these communities have to put into their economic development and what we're putting in.
Well, you know, you realize that the Port Authority, when Warren County created that, they put in seed money of $75,000, and they haven't had to put another dime in. So, to me, if it continues that it's relies almost solely on taxpayer money, then that's kind of a problem. If it can't sustain itself without subsidizing it with the people's money, I kind of have an issue with that. So, and that's why I would like to see a stipulation, at least any project that the Port Authority brings in money, that would be an offset. So we can tell people, okay, well, we're still spending your money toward this, but here's where they're self-sustaining. So I would just like to see something like that. And we haven't really talked about anything like that. So I'd like to be able to tell people that they are working toward being self-sustaining.
I guess. What research do you need? To move forward.
I don't really need any research. I would just like to have a discussion that that could be part of the contract. That if the Port Authority brings in $40,000 instead of us paying $80,000, we would pay 40 of the people's money. And that way, I would feel good about saying that it's moving toward being self-sustaining. I think that would be a better sell to the people whose money we're spending.
And I totally hear you. Totally hear you. But I would rather them get that money and reinvest it into the partnership and continue to grow. You don't, you know.
Well, if they've grown, it would be revenue neutral to them. They'd be getting the same amount of money.
Sure. But
and they have a cash balance.
Yeah, and it's not a lot.
Oh, I'm sure it's not a lot.
I mean, I'm not worried about cash balances. I'm worried about, I'm more into investing into our future and investing into
right, and so am I, but I'm also
growing local businesses.
Worried about
that's where I'm coming
subsidizing
from.
Something that is not headed in the right direction.
I don't even use the word subsidize.
Well, it's what it is.
It's an investment.
No, it's spending.
Okay. Oh, I mean, you're not going to change my mind. I mean, I firmly believe in what I'm saying. I mean, I hear what you're saying, and I understand what you're saying, but
I would feel better about
I'm not going
it moving in the right direction.
Cash balance. I'm a local business. I'm not going to get involved. They got enough money. No, I believe in it, and I want to see it continue to get
And this would be revenue neutral. This is just us putting in less of the people's money.
I'm done doing my research.
I would like to have a discussion as far as with them, with the partnership, with whomever, to put that in the contract. And then I can feel good about telling people they're working on becoming self-sustaining. And here's how. They're earning their own money.
Well, I think it's our decision, number one. On what we want to do, I just feel that it's money well spent. It's an investment back into the community. And I don't think that we're to the point where it can be self-sustaining. Would it be that's the ultimate goal? But I just don't think we're there. And I think if we don't support it like we have in the past, we're not doing the partnership justice.
But we would. It would be exactly the same.
No, it wouldn't.
It wouldn't be the same because they've been getting the port money in the past. So it is different.
Yeah. Well, that port money wasn't even part of the formula at the beginning. So what they've gotten so far has just been extra.
Mm-hmm. But we, when we made that decision, when we formed the partnership with the port, we made that decision so that they would get that money to help boost the partnership. And I think down the road, you know, Warren County is a little bit different as far as how many businesses they have.
Right.
You know, the reason we went this route to start with is we just didn't feel we, number one, had the manpower, number two, had the businesses to form our own port.
Okay.
I mean,
well, no, we didn't. I mean, that wasn't the MOU with Warren County was a really good thing that we did.
Right, but and we looked at doing a port ourselves, but there was no way at that point we could tackle that. I think the goal maybe down the road is look at that. I mean, most of these counties that are progressive have ports, or I mean, they've got several different names, but you know, I guess when we made the decision to allow the partnership to have that additional money that was being brought in with the partnership with the port, the decision then was let the partnership keep that until we can get it up to the level where we think it needs to
well,
be.
I just think this would be a good step in the right direction to offset the people's money that we're spending. So, okay, we've had the discussion. I'm ready to vote.
Connie, call the roll.
Commissioner Creech?
Yes.
Commissioner Day?
Yes.
Commissioner Robinson?
Yes.